So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, it's Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and clear for another 30 minutes. Now folks, this week I want to talk to you about something that's really scary. What if I told you that very soon it might be a hate crime to use the terms husband and wife in public? That's pretty scary, huh? A hate crime is a felony, folks. The radical homosexual lobby is currently seeking to destroy real marriage. And by real marriage, that is between a husband and a wife, a man and a woman, not a husband and a husband, not a wife and a wife, not a I don't even know what I am anymore. But real marriage is between a man and a woman. And these crazy people are out there trying to pass a bill that will literally erase the words husband and wife from all federal forms. And you know, folks, once they get their foot in the door, it's not going to end there. And they will continue to push until they would literally make it a hate crime to use those words in public. Simply saying, this is my wife, or this is my husband, could theoretically be considered a hate crime if this bill passes. This is scary stuff, folks. This is scary, it's disgusting, and it has been predicted in many, many novels over the past few decades, where people looked ahead and projected what they thought would happen. And folks, it is starting to happen. Now, let me explain to you exactly what I'm talking about. You see, there's a current bill by Representative Julia Brownlee, a California Democrat, and they're pushing a so-called Amend the Code for Marriage Equality Act, which is H.R. 98, that would erase the terms husband and wife from all federal documents. This is an extreme bill, folks. I mean, they're finally showing their true colors. All the rainbow colors. Now, instead of using real marriage terms, this bill would replace them with pro-homosexual genderless terms like spouse or partner. Now, Representative Brownlee's bill even falsely implies that the terms husband and wife are somehow offensive to homosexuals. Really? If I'm not mistaken, don't two dudes who are married call each other husband, and two lesbians call each other their wife? So this latest bill exposes the radical homosexual agenda and lobby's true endgame, which is to eradicate real marriage once and for all. Now, if you guys are okay with the homosexual lobby using this bill to erase a real marriage, well, fine. But if not, then you need to understand what's really going on here. These folks know that by eliminating real marriage, there will be fewer pro-family Americans who will be out there blocking their attempts to force homosexuality off the records, and they would be unstoppable, that it would become the national standard somehow. Now, you know what I've never understood, folks, is that they're out there promoting same-sex marriage, but ironically, the way that they think, if it were somehow normal, then they should also agree with a man having more than one wife, or a wife having more than one husband, or polymorphous relationships, or anything like that. But somehow they don't agree with this. They don't promote this. Now, you have the LGBTQXYZ thing out there. What's the one thing that's missing from that? Naturism. Well, you would think that if these people felt that they were discriminated against for their sexuality, that they should agree with people who wanted to live a lifestyle free from clothing. But that's not the case. And the reason is it has nothing to do with true rights, but it's their own sick, twisted abomination of their foul sexual perversion. And let me tell you something, folks. There actually is nothing wrong with naturism. I mean, that's how we're all born into this world. And there are many cultures around the world that not only accept it, but embrace it. But again, that has nothing to do with sex, which is what these twisted, sick, demented individuals are focused upon. So we've got to rally around this. I mean, their real agenda is just sick, you know, and everything that they do, that they throw out there, and they're winning, folks, because people like you and I are not standing up and taking issue with this. The radical homosexuals wouldn't stop trying to pervert real marriage, you know, until they've ushered in their homosexual marriage across the nation, which they have accomplished. And each victory that they have is just another stepping stone towards implementing their entire radical agenda. And it's disgusting. I mean, this has been going on for decades, folks. And people have been, you know, talking to people like you and me for years about this. And you and I understand, but there's got to be some kind of a grassroots effort out there to try and stop this. You know, I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, even as I tell you this, you know, these radicals, these homosexual activists, you know, they're just storming through the halls of Congress demanding passage of this bill to erase real marriage. And it's just part of a larger orchestrated effort by the homosexual lobby and the left and the liberals and the left agenda from the media, just trying to put this stuff down our throats. And, you know, we've got to stop it, folks. You know, they've been hounding the Republican majorities in Congress to make homosexual marriage the new norm in America. And it's not. There's TV shows out there that are shoving this down our throats. And it's time to make a stand. It's time to stand up and say that we're not going to support this. But the problem is, they're out there telling our elected officials that you and I actually support this bill to erase real marriage. And that's not the case, because we don't. And to make matters even worse, more and more Republicans in Congress are now coming out in favor of similar parts of this twisted homosexual agenda. You know, we can only begin to imagine how much more damage these people are going to do. You know, now that they've broken the ranks of the opposition party, you know, what is going on here? You know, they're backed by Hollywood celebrities, the media, and apparently millions of our tax dollars. And we see this in Hollywood all the time. You can't make it in Hollywood unless you're gay, or you're a lesbian, or you're a Scientologist, or something along those lines, or obviously Jewish. And it's just disgusting, folks. And this radical homosexual lobby has so many congressmen, both Democrat and Republicans, just shaking in their boots because they still hold tremendous influence in Congress. And it's got to stop. You know, there's almost no resistance from everyday Americans like you and me who oppose this bill. So we've got to stand up and fight back. Now, there is an agency out there. Well, it's not an agency per se. It's an advocacy, I guess you could say, called the Public Advocates. And they have stood up time and time again. And when President Obama demanded that every school in the nation open their bathrooms and locker rooms to transgender students or risk losing public funding, it was this public advocacy group that recruited dozens of state attorneys general and governors to defy that order. And they came out and they exposed Obama's transgender tyranny by filing a Freedom of Information Act requiring his administration, proving that he made up the fake news and out. You know, it's unfortunate that there are only a few groups out there that are willing to stand up for this stuff. You know, it's a shame. This is America, and it's our country, and unfortunately, it's been taken away from us. It's a very sad thing to see us losing the very principles that were used to create this nation and make it so great when it happened. America is still an experiment, still the greatest experiment of all time when it comes to nation building. America is the greatest nation that has ever been. But these people are doing everything that they can to undermine the values that make America so great. They're trying to rip away the Christian principles, and I don't fall for that Judeo-Christian principles crap. It's the Christian principles that made us so great. Marriage is between a man and a woman. It is not a relationship between a man and two women, or one woman and two men, or two women or two men, or a man, a woman, and a dog, or a woman and a dog. It is about a man and a woman meeting, falling in love, getting married, and having children. That's what it's all about, folks. And we can't let them take that away from us. We cannot let them win. This bill must be defeated. And it's not only this bill. It's everything that they are assaulting against us. It's immigration. It's crime. It's sex, it's marriage, it's everything that the left has been doing to try and undermine the greatness of this nation. Folks, we've got to do something about this. We cannot stand idly by and do nothing. That's hand-wringing. That's what the liberals do. That's not what we do. As conservatives, we stand up and we fight back. And I would encourage each and every one of you, if you get a survey via email, you know, it's asking you to sign a petition. Now, once you get signed up with these, you're going to get deluged with them. But in my opinion, it's worth it because it will put you on to so many of these organizations that are standing tall and fighting against this stuff, as well as exposing the leftists for who and what they are. Start signing these petitions. These are real petitions, folks. These are being delivered to your congressmen. People are listening. They're seeing these numbers. If no one does anything, they will assume that we don't care. We do care. The liberals are taking advantage of us being silent, and we can no longer afford to be silent on these issues. We can't, folks. If we're silent, we're done. We've lost. That was what was so special about Donald Trump. And that's exactly why he was elected president of the United States. Donald Trump was not silent. Donald Trump was not, and still is not, afraid to be vocal and to stand up for the principles that he believes in. And as long as you and I can continue to do this, and as long as we encourage all of our friends, family, relatives to stand up and do the same thing, we can take this country back. But it's going to take us standing together, toe to toe, shoulder to shoulder, face to face, and back to back. We have to stand as one. And we can't let little penny-ante differences between our groups dissuade us from doing this. We must stand together, and we must stand tall. Infighting gets us nowhere. It never has, and it never will. And it's what our enemies count on. They count on us turning on each other to destroy ourselves. Don't fall for it, folks. I gotta take a quick break. I will be back in a couple of minutes. Got a few more interesting tidbits that came in not too long ago.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's The Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Georgetown Law professor Louis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Back. had a chance to gargle a little bit during the break. I apologize, folks. I've got a cold, so if my throat sounds like raspy and I have a tendency to clear my throat like this every now and then, that's what it is. Unfortunately, I don't have a cough button on here, so I do apologize. I also want to apologize for that bumper. It's something that George picked out. George, who do we never play on this show? Right? ABBA is number one, and who's number two? That's right, Michael Jackson. So why were you playing the intro for Beat It? That was not Eddie Van Halen. George, that was not Eddie Van Halen. Where? Okay, let me see. George is claiming that that was Eddie Van Halen on the guitar. Obviously, it wasn't Michael Jackson. Let's see. What do we have? It's on where Wikipedia? Where? Eddie Van Halen, lead guitarist of hard rock band Van Halen, was asked to add a guitar solo. When initially contacted by Quincy Jones, Van Halen thought he was receiving a prank call. Having established that the call was genuine, Van Halen recorded his guitar solo free of charge. Okay. Well, George, I apologize. Eddie Van Halen did play on the song, but that was not him coming in here. So let's not do that again. So what I actually want to talk to you about here is, first of all, some immigration stuff. No, before I get to the immigration stuff, there's a short little article about Tim Allen describing what it's like to work in Hollywood. He compared it to 1930s Germany. This is really short, so I'm going to get it out of the way. Now, Tim Allen has said that he enjoys going on both sides of the political spectrum as a comedian, because he can make fun of both sides, you know, sort of like Rush Limbaugh does. Not Rush Limbaugh. Jeez, my God, Rush Limbaugh. The Chin. Help me out here, George. Yeah, Leno. Thank you. Oh, God. What was in that cold medicine? Anyway, you know, Leno was always going on both sides, and Tim likes to do that. But we know from watching his TV shows that he is a politically conservative person. But recently, he just kind of went over everything, and he compared the current rhetoric in Hollywood surrounding Donald Trump to Germany in the 1930s. And he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live and said, "You got to be real careful around here. You get beat up if you don't believe what everybody believes. This is like the 30s in Germany. I don't know what happened. If you're not part of the group, you know what we believe is right." I go, "Well, I might have a problem with that." And he said that he kind of hesitated a little bit before he came out and told everyone that he attended Trump's inauguration, as he was afraid of what it would do to his career. And he is one of the few celebrities in Hollywood that's actually been outspoken about his conservative views. And during the 2016 election, he lent his voice to an ad for Republican presidential candidate John Kasich. And back in November, Tim Allen told Fox News host Megyn Kelly, "What I find odd in Hollywood is that they didn't like Trump because he was a bully. But if you had any inkling what you're in for Trump, if you're for Trump, you get bullied for doing that. And that gets a bit hypocritical for me." So yeah, kudos to Tim Allen for standing up and telling it like it is. Because in reality, folks, you're in very much the same situation. Germany was very small and politically run, and Hollywood is the same way. The interesting thing here is that nowadays, it's the Jews controlling everything. It's the Jews that are the National Socialists. So everything has switched completely. That old Who song, where they said the party on the left is now the party on the right, that's exactly what things have done. And it's disgraceful to anyone who has worked in the film industry like I have to see it go the way that it has. If you're not Jewish, if you're not a homosexual, or at least bisexual, or if you're neither one of those, you have to be a Scientologist. So if you're not one of the three, you really have no foothold in Hollywood unless you're a holdover from a family who's been around a long, long time. And unfortunately, those people are falling by the wayside. So here's what I wanted to talk to you about. Immigration judges have been dispatched to 12 cities to speed up the deportation process. And I'm looking for, okay, the targeted cities are New York, LA, Miami, New Orleans, San Francisco, Baltimore, Bloomington, Minnesota, El Paso, Texas, Harlingen, Texas, Imperial, California, Omaha, and Phoenix. Now, interesting thing about those demographics, let me just scroll down here, because I think at the end it mentions them. Yeah, Bloomington, Minnesota, it's just outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul, is where most of the Bantus went, the Somalis. So you have a whole bunch of African immigrants, and a lot of them came over from war-torn countries like Somalia to claim asylum in the United States. And Imperial, California, that one kind of threw me, because I would have thought, you know, San Diego, L.A., but Imperial is one of the nation's largest agricultural hubs, and it attracts large numbers of immigrant farm workers from Mexico and Central America. That does make sense. And if you have ever traveled across Interstate 8, going either from San Diego to Tucson or vice versa, you know this area. I think I've discussed it on the show before, where you're driving across the desert and all of a sudden you see this line on the horizon, and it's like a long hill or a dike that's covered with Lombardy poplars. And when you come down the other side, there's sprinklers going, there's fields of lettuce and everything. It's incredible. That's why the Colorado River no longer ends in the Pacific Ocean. It ends up in the middle of the desert in Mexico because we take so much off of it. But getting back to the story here, how many judges will be reassigned and when they will be sent out is still under review. But the Justice Department has begun soliciting volunteers for deployment. Ooh, that's a good way to do it. That means that the judges that are going to be coming in, if they're going to volunteer for this, they're definitely going to be on our sides, folks. That is really good news. And the plan is to intensify deportations, and it goes along with what Trump said when he was running for president, when he was on the campaign trail, that he was going to deport more illegal immigrants that were involved in crime. And the big difference here is that Barack Obama was only targeting those who were convicted of violent crimes, were at the head of the list. And Donald Trump has said anyone that commits a crime while they're here illegally is going to go to the top of the list, as if being illegal itself wasn't a crime in and of itself. Ooh, that may be the loophole. Now that would be cool, because being here illegally is a crime in and of itself. That would be good. And I wouldn't put it past Trump to come up with something like that. Well, former immigration judge and chairman of the Board of Immigration Appeals, a guy by the name of Paul Schmidt, said the Trump administration should not assume that all those charged with crimes would not be allowed to stay in the United States legally. He says it seems they have an assumption that everyone who has committed a crime should be removable, but that's not necessarily true. Even people who have committed serious crimes can sometimes get asylum, Schmidt said. And he also questioned the effectiveness of shuffling immigration judges from one court to another, noting that this will mean cases the judges would have handled for their usual course will have to be rescheduled. Well, you know, this needs to take precedent. We need to get these people out of our country because they have clogged our system for so long. If we can remove them from the system, then we can actually get back to trying our own cases. And I really disagree with him saying that even people who have committed serious crimes can sometimes get asylum. That's not right. It really isn't, folks. And I certainly don't agree with that, and I hope that you don't either. Interesting time, folks. I'll tell you. Every day that this goes on, and I see more and more resistance to Trump by the leftists, it's just becoming more and more obvious, not only to me, but everyone else, just how stacked the deck is in Washington and the establishment. It's not just Hollywood, it's Washington, it's everything. These people are controlling everything, and they are doing everything they can to ruin this man. So it'll be very interesting to see what continues to unfold. He's only been in office for 2 months, and he has gotten quite a bit put out there. His new health care plan that he's now saying everybody's going to absolutely love. I'm looking forward to hearing what that has to say. And continuing on with his promises to deport these illegals and to get that wall built and everything else that he has said. I'm just so looking forward to this presidency going all the way to its end, and I certainly hope that nothing happens to him along the way and that he gets reelected for a second term, because he has the ability to do even more than Ronald Reagan could have ever hoped to have accomplished, because Donald Trump is an outsider. So that's going to do it for this week, folks. Until next week, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until then, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. I'm going to go take a nap. Out for now. George says I should have had Eddie Van Halen help me out on this song. Well, George, maybe he can help you out on your next job search because you're fired. Yes, again.